Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
The family of a four-year-old girl with epilepsy is appealing for help as they struggle to pay €1,000 a week for the medicine that stopped her life-threatening seizures. Clodagh Walsh's parents say they're emotionally and financially drained as they await news on whether a potentially life-saving drug can be publicly funded here. As Drive Time's John Cook has been finding out, he's with me now. Tell us more, John.
Yes, Cormac. Four-year-old Clodagh Walsh lives with her parents Sinead and Colin in Drummond in County Leitrim. The family having moved there from her mother's native County Westmeath in recent years, Sinead told me, as I chatted to them and asked a little more about Clodagh and her rare condition.
Clodagh is a four-year-old girl. Bubbly and a bright little girl, very feisty and determined. And she also has a diagnosis of Dravet, which is a rare and severe form of epilepsy that begins in infancy and causes frequent and difficult to treat seizures and significant developmental delays.
This diagnosis came at 6 months. It must have been a shock. And then the seizures, I think, even more of a shock because they can be frightening for you as a mother and for Clodagh's dad as well.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, it was very daunting for us, especially before we got the diagnosis, I think, and then trying to come to terms with the diagnosis.
That's okay. Let Clodagh speak. That's okay.
Yeah, Clodagh's looking for my full attention. Yes, look, it's a really hard to take diagnosis. We've had paramedics, Gardaí, air support. She's been airlifted to Temple Street on three occasions, following respiratory arrest leading to cardiac arrest and seizure. So. Yeah, it was very overwhelming and very difficult to cope with.
A really difficult first 3 years for little Clodagh Walsh there. But as her dad, Colin, took her off to play there to give her mum, Sinead, and myself a little bit more time to talk, Sinead went on to explain how their lives improved dramatically last November.
After the third cardiac arrest and the third airlift to Temple Street, her consultant neurologist, Professor Brian Lynch in Temple Street, discussed this drug called fenfluramine with us. He said it had been a game changer for a lot of the patients that he had on it through clinical trials, but that those clinical trials had closed and that we would have to fund the drug ourselves. So. Yeah, things were very, very serious at the time, and really it was kind of a do-or-die situation. And through fantastic family and friends, we fundraised enough to start Clodagh on the stroke fenfluramine last November. And unbelievable to say, she has been seizure-free since starting it.
That's 9 months ago, is it? 10 months
ago, yes, yeah.
How does that feel? That's probably unthinkable if you thought to where you were this time last year, Sinead.
Oh, John, you know, a week into starting the drug, we noticed a big improvement with her balance, her mood, everything improved, you know. And obviously then as the weeks led into months, no seizures. It was just no hospitalisation, you know, it was unbelievable. But we have been funding this drug for the last 10 months.
And you mentioned with the kindness and generosity and support of family and friends.
Yes.
How much does it cost?
The drug is costing us at the moment €980 per week. It's about €2,040 per bottle. And we get just over a fortnight out of a bottle. With her growing and gaining weight, the dose will increase as consultancies fit, you know. She'll outgrow the dose that she's on now. So we were very lucky, you know, that family and friends helped us out and got the drug funded and got Clodagh started on it. But funding has since ran out, and we're now funding it ourselves. And you know, I had to give up my job and become full time carer for Clodagh. And yes, Colin works, and that continues. But it's a huge struggle. It would be a huge struggle for any family, John. You know, it's almost 1,000 a week, so it's crippling. It's we're at the end emotionally and financially, you know.
My God, it's a lot. That sounds like a very tough situation for 4-year-old Clodagh Walsh's family, John. You spoke to her consultant too, I believe.
Yes, Cormac. I've been in touch with a number of people on this, including the Office of the Minister for Health, the HSE, the National Centre for Pharmacoeconomics and the UCB Pharma Company. I'll come to all of them shortly. I'm told the company currently has two pricing reimbursement applications submitted to the HSE for this drug, fenfluramine, one for Dravet syndrome like Clodagh Walsh's, the other for patients affected by another type of epileptic seizure called Lennox-Gastro syndrome. Professor Brian Lynch is a consultant paediatric neurologist with Children's Health Ireland, and I spoke to him between appointments at his Temple Street Hospital clinic this afternoon to ask about the value of fenfluramine and its life-saving potential.
100%, this is a very severe and rare form of infantile epilepsy that carries an increased risk of mortality. The evidence for this drug is that it greatly reduces the seizure frequency and also the prolonged and severe tonic-clonic seizures that might be life-threatening. So we have a lot of reason to believe that it would be beneficial from the point of view of reducing the risk of mortality, absolutely. And also, extremely importantly, improving quality of life for the children and their families in the context of children who are having very severe seizures. And the impact of those seizures on their life, on their daily life, and on their just development and their educational potential, etc.
It seems like a relatively small number of Irish children and their families looking for this potentially life-saving drug to be publicly funded, Professor Lynch, as it has been in many other European countries. You're hoping that'll happen here soon in Ireland.
I certainly know that it has been funded in France, in the United Kingdom, in Germany, in Italy, in Spain, for example, and have a lot of contact with people in those countries who are using it and have had it readily available to them for the last couple of years, which we haven't had because it has not been funded in this country yet. Hopefully shortly will be.
That's consultant paediatric neurologist Professor Brian Lynch there. What's the situation regarding the public funding of this medicine, John?
Well, Cormac, the application for the HSC to fund fenfluramine for the treatment of Dravet syndrome in patients like Clodagh Walsh has been the subject of ongoing negotiations between the HSC, the National Centre for Pharmacoeconomics and the UCB Pharma Drugs Company for over a year now. Clodagh's family is very appreciative of the support they've received from a number of Oireachtas members. We're in Leitrim, where they now live, and in Sinead's native Westmeath, where the issue has been raised, Clodagh's case raised a number of times, as recently as early July, just before the summer recess in Dáil Éireann, with Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly. Here's what he had to say at the time.
I contacted the National Centre for Pharmacoeconomics last night and again this morning. There is good progress in process on this particular medicine. There are further steps to go. I have emphasised to them particular case in question and that we have a sick child here and they are aware of the urgency of the situation. We have to let the apparatus of the state now gauge in commercial discussions.
Over 2 months on from Minister Donnelly's response in the Dáil, the Department of Health told me this evening that the National Centre for Pharmacoeconomics has recommended fenfluramine be considered for reimbursement by the HSE if cost effectiveness can be improved relative to existing treatments, to quote their statement. And as those commercial discussions and negotiations go on even longer than the Walsh family had anticipated and others, Longford Westmeath TD Robert Troy, who raised Clodagh's case in the Dáil there with the Health Minister, is also calling on the drugs company to help out now.
Well, look, the process is just simply too slow. We need, this particular family needs access and they need it now. And I'd be calling on the drug company in the absence of the process concluding to make this drug available on compassionate grounds. It is very apparent after a number of months availing of this drug that it has been transformational to the quality of life for this child. And I think the drugs company are aware. Negotiations are ongoing. They seem to be going well, but time is of the essence. And in the absence of this concluding swiftly, I'd be calling on the drug company to make this available on compassionate grounds.
Now, Cormac, I should point out I put Deputy Robert Troy's call to UCB in my queries to the drugs company regarding price negotiations. I haven't received a response to them as of yet on either of those queries regarding prices or regarding his calls to fund this drug on compassionate grounds. For now, the Department of Health says their application remains under consideration with the HSE, who I'm told cannot make any further public comment on possible outcomes from the ongoing process. As it draws on, four-year-old Clodagh Walsh is hoping to go to preschool soon, and her mum Sinead feels time is against them. They've spent over €48,000 so far and are struggling to keep their little girl on the medicine she can't live without.
There's just no way she can be without this drug now, you know, but at the same time, we can't continue to fund the drug. Like, it's about keeping my daughter alive. That's the bottom line here.
But you've got to keep the bills paid too, Sinead. You're worried.
Yeah, very worried. Yeah, we're trying to keep a roof over our heads. And, you know, you want to enjoy, I want to enjoy Clodagh, and we want to enjoy life as a family together. And this is an extremely difficult and stressful situation to be in. So I would call on the HSE to assist us in ensuring that our wonderful little girl gets a fighting chance to secure this medication for some quality of life.
Extremely difficult and stressful indeed. Sinead Walsh there, mother of four-year-old Clodagh, speaking with John Cook. You can text the programme to 51551.